Hello there. This is Miss Carol again. I'm about to read a News National article written by Brian for the Pasadena Memorial Post newspaper. And the article is dated Sunday, July 29th of 2018. And Brian has drawn a picture of a cross. So it's a white cross, and it's a grave marker, and on top of it is the helmet of a soldier. So as I read the article, you'll understand what that means. So here we go. Friday was the 65th anniversary of the Korean Armistice Agreement that resulted in a ceasefire to the 1950 to 1953 war. Last month, when Trump met with the North Korean leader, they agreed to bring some of our fallen soldiers' remains back to the United States. A source told Yonhap, North Korea recently took two truckloads of wooden boxes to be used for the remains' repatriation. It's expected to hand over the remains on July 27th, as agreed upon. The remains will be airlifted to a forensic lab in Hawaii. Many families across the United States are waiting in anticipation to see if this really happens. Some saw their loved ones the last time, the day they shipped off to fight in the Korean War. To have their remains back would be wonderful for those families. I hope the North Korean leader follows through on his promise. And that's, again, that was written by Brian. So I agree with Brian. This is a wonderful thing. A lot of the soldiers that lost their lives overseas, it's been more than 50 years. So a lot of the families, they would be very happy to have their dad or grandfather have the remains sent back to them so they could be buried and they would have a grave where the remains could be buried and the family could go visit. So that provides closure for the family members. So I hope that does happen. That would be a good thing.